Well, here we are, Ashton Blair.
Here we are.
I have been waiting. You were too young to remember, but I have been waiting for 30 years to make the announcement that I'm going to allow you to make. Tell the folks why we're out here in front of Valor Christian College.
Well, here we are on the campus of World Harvest Church, 80 sprawling acres, where you can become our next world changer. In fact, you can do it online too. We'd love to have you here on campus, not just for a 2-year associate degree program, but Pastor,
drum roll,
the big announcement. We are now so thrilled to announce that we are offering 4-year completely accredited bachelor degrees at Valor Christian College, the School of the Spirit. It's truly a miracle, and we're so excited.
I am so excited. Lots of brand new professors,
yes,
lots of brand new classes. That's right. You can get your fully accredited bachelor's degree right here at Valor Christian College, the School of the Spirit, where world changers are made.
That's right.
How can they find out about it?
We've got all the information there on your screen, valorcollege.edu. Don't delay. Stop making excuses. Today's the day for you to become a world changer.
The most important objective of the Antichrist's diabolical agenda is the annihilation of the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, and that shimmering diamond on a velvet couch, its holy capital, Jerusalem. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the man, the abomination of desolation. Let's begin in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24 and verse 15, and then we're going to jump to verses 21 and 22. When you therefore see, here it is, the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, you see the abomination of desolation, now watch this, standing in the holy place. Verse 21, for then will be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, not to this time, nor will ever be again. Verse 22, and except, now this is sobering. Some of you every other Sunday morning saints, some of you weekend warriors in the body of Christ, some of you that haven't seen your Bible since the last time you were in church, some of you whose knees are too smooth, listen to me. Tribulation will be so strong that God himself said, except I shorten those days, there should no flesh be saved. Now he said, but for the elect's sake, God said, I'm going to have to shorten those days. Or even the very elect of God, the persecution, the tribulation will be so great that God looked at his greatest saints and he said, unless I cut the days short, even they will fall away. Now, where do you think that would leave you? The old preachers used to call this unspeakably horrific period of time, the time of Jacob's trouble. It is, without exception, the most intense outpouring of apocalyptic chaos that will ensue as the struggle, hear me, between God and Satan. Here's that unholy and holy trinity, God and Satan in conflict, Christ and Antichrist, the Holy Ghost against the false prophet. For humanity and their worship, that battle has now full grown. This Antichrist, why, you've never seen or heard of the like of it in all the entirety of your life. except from the last letter. He's going to be endowed with a shining countenance. But only gross, gross darkness will fill his blackened heart. His words, oh, they'll be smooth as silk, just as smooth as his intentions are deadly. His rapid rise and irresistible charm will so overshadow former historical and current world leaders that they will all be immediately catapulted into the depths of irrelevance. His identity is currently unknown. Although I believe with all my heart, it is very, very, very likely that he is alive at this moment on this earth. He'll be a model citizen. No. Not a model citizen of a nation for all the nation haters. He will be a model citizen of what's being attempted to be crammed down your throat right now, a model citizen of the international community. He'll be unequaled. The darling of the media and the masses. He'll be respected for his accomplishments. He'll exhibit the finest of human credentials. He'll be highly educated, refined, wealthy, well-connected. Men will think it the highest privilege and greatest honor just to stand in his presence. Let me give you the Bible's resume. Revelation chapter 6. Verse 1, I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come!" I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown. And he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. Now, pay very particular attention, because he is an imitator. Don't confuse this white horse rider with another conqueror who rides a white horse later in the book of Revelation over in chapter 19. That rider is not the Antichrist. That rider is the Christ. So he's going to ride out on this counterfeit white horse, and he's carrying a bow. Again, you can't just read the Bible. You have to read the Bible. Do you know of any other place in your Bible where Jesus Christ is seen with a bow? It was one of the foremost weapons of his day and his era. But you never ever see Jesus with a bow. You only see Jesus with a sword. And I like this. That Antichrist has got a bow, so you know he's an imposter, but I have to get a little chuckle when it says he doesn't have any arrows. He just got a bow. Oh, but he'll tell you he's got arrows, and you'll cower in fear from his lies. He will be hailed as a man of peace, but his appearance will signal destruction and annihilation. He will produce no rest, and there will be no peace. The horsemen of the apocalypse that follow him in close succession, their names are not peace and joy and prosperity. Their names are war and famine and death and hell riding along for good measure. The Antichrist will control the political and the economic and the religious systems of the majority of the earth's population. Now, those regions that will not be under his direct control will come under extreme pressure. They'll be met with unprecedented economic sanctions, military might. And in those regions, life will be all but impossible. Well, now, before I continue with today's message, the last letter on the abomination of desolation, I hope you're enjoying it. I want to invite you to shift your focus just for a moment from the prophetic events to come and toward a humanitarian crisis that's happening right now in South Sudan. Our friends there are facing the highest rates of hunger and malnutrition since they gained independence 10 years ago.
Approximately 7.2 million South Sudanese have been pushed into severe food insecurity. This figure includes over 100,000 people who are in those hard-to-reach areas of six counties who are at risk of famine. They are literally one step away from famine.
Well, I hope you got that. They are literally one step away from famine. It's heartbreaking to even consider, but it's a fact of life for families, for young children in South Sudan every day, all day. 2020, of course, brought tragedy on top of tragedy on top of tragedy all across this already challenged region. The horrors of war forced families off their farms, leaving acre upon acre simply empty. For the fields that were planted, the devastation came without warning. If you can believe it, a swarm of desert locusts of biblical proportions destroyed anything and everything edible in a matter of minutes. Black clouds of desert locust swarms. The third attack came from COVID-19 itself. The conservative estimates place 7 to 8 million people in a state of hunger catastrophe. As always, the most vulnerable are the children. They're forced to end every day as they started. Hungry, weaker, and more afraid. They're slowly, painfully dying from famine. Now, you and I can become the answer to their whispered prayers, "Give us this day our daily bread." You and I, we can become the answer to a starving child's prayer. And until April 22nd, Friends of Bridge of Hope, our missions ministries, have established a $40,000 matching challenge fund. Because of their rapid response, your gift today will double in ministry impact in saving lives. And I know that you want to help. I know you couldn't turn away from the starving children that I presented to you today. A Bridge of Hope gift of only $48 today, $48 will double and feed not only one family, but two. $96, I pray that God speaks to so many of my friends and partners today to sow a life-changing, life-saving gift of $96, which will multiply and feed four families. But listen, we have to act very, very quickly. The next 3 months, experts are telling me, could be the most severe on record in this devastated nation. So call right now, won't you? Give your very best Christ-like gift of compassion. You can also give online at that secure website, rodparsley.com. You can become an eternal hero to a suffering child. You can save them from a horrific, slow death, from hunger, and from famine. I know you will.
Barely holding on in a year of heartbreaking tragedy, South Sudan's youngest citizens are suffering in unimaginable poverty.
A horrific war forced hundreds of thousands from their homes and kept crops from being planted. Massive swarms of desert locusts blackened the skies and destroyed everything growing on acre after acre in minutes.
COVID-19 set back progress for a better life by 20 years. Now we learn the next 3 months could be the most severe on record.
The decision you make in the next 30 seconds can be a life-saving one for a hungry, scared, suffering child in South Sudan. Bridge of Hope is ready to rush emergency food and aid. And if you act quickly, your gift will double in impact.
The $40,000 South Sudan Matching Challenge Fund means your generous gift of only $48 will double to feed two families.
$96 doubles to feed four families facing a hunger catastrophe. Every gift will be a lifesaver to children literally one step away from famine.
And keep Bridge of Hope reaching the world with the gospel.
Call 24 hours a day. Use text to give, but please don't delay. The Sudan Matching Challenge ends this Thursday at midnight. When you open your heart of compassion, a child won't go to bed weak, hungry, and afraid.
The Antichrist Coalition, his coalition of nations, will require a supernatural dose, heaping double dose of help, which only the Antichrist can promise. Now, his coalition, get this, will be very fragile. It will be very easily fractured. It will be a group that will have diverse interests. But the Antichrist will be assisted by the false prophet. And that's the glue that holds the whole thing together. Supernatural displays of power by demon spirits and lying signs and wonders. You better become a discerner. Daniel chapter 2, verse 42. This kingdom, here's the proof of everything I just said. This kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle, Daniel 2:41. And just as you saw, God said, iron mixed with baked clay, so the people will be a mixture and will not remain united any more than iron mixes with clay. The Antichrist is going to rule over a global religious kingdom. Revelation 17, when you study it out now, after I preach to you tonight, you'll see a harlot there. That harlot represents a worldwide religious system. It rides the beast or the Antichrist, but will eventually be destroyed by the very beast it seeks to control. What that means is that the Antichrist will throw off the vestiges of any religious dogma, and he will insist on being worshiped as God himself. He will not share his glory with any other man, nor with any other religious system. The Antichrist's domination of world worship, economic control, will never satisfy his demonic thirst for more power. Now, the most important objective of the Antichrist's diabolical agenda is the annihilation of the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, and that shimmering diamond on a velvet couch, its holy capital, Jerusalem. Israel is the timepiece of God's prophetic calendar. The terrible, terrible imagery of Revelation chapter 12 gives us a foreshadowing of the persecution that will come upon Israel in the great tribulation period. Now don't forget, the church, we're already out of here. But that chapter chronicles Satan's blinding hatred for Israel and his mad attempts to use the Antichrist to destroy Israel. That will be his diabolical downfall. For God's word is still true. I will curse those that curse Israel, and I will bless those that bless Israel. That'd be a good way to discern folks. What's their stance on Israel? Do they love her, support her, or blame her and blame the United States for standing with her for every problem in the world? Think, discern, pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, now a little earlier in today's program, I shared with you the dire and overwhelming, really, crisis in South Sudan. If you took the time to call or to log on with a gift, I can't thank you enough. And I thank you on behalf of those children who are at this moment starving. I know they would want to thank you. If you haven't called as of yet, I'd like to stop. I'd like for you to consider this. If you're like me, you sleep at night on a pillow. But that's not the case in South Sudan. I've seen so many hundreds and thousands of mothers make their children's bed on the hard, crusty, dusty earth, their bones sticking out of their body from starvation, lying on that hardened surface. And if you have more than a pair of shoes today, well, that puts you in the top 80% of the richest people on earth. Now, God's blessed you. You know that He has. He's blessed you to be a blessing to someone else. And I pray that your heart has moved with compassion today, as the heart of Jesus is and as mine is. I hope you'll consider that South Sudan, in the next 3 months, the experts are saying we'll face the most extreme hunger catastrophe on record. Did you think about that? But that burden is manageable if everyone listening today will carry a small part of it. The South Sudan Matching Challenge Fund, available to us right now, comes to a close on April 22nd. It provides you right now with the opportunity to double your gift in ministry impact. $20 becomes $40. $40 of emergency food to starving families. As I mentioned earlier, generous Bridge of Hope gift of $48 right now usually provides sustenance for one family. But today it multiplies to feed two. $96 doubles to feed four families. I know some of you would want to feed 40 families. You could do that with less than a $1,000 gift, $960. Would you help me help them today? Please call that number right there on your screen. It's so convenient. 2 minutes of your time can mean the difference between life and death for a suffering little child. You can also log on, but please don't delay. Very precious lives are hanging in the balance, one step away from famine. Your gift large or small, will make a difference of eternal significance in South Sudan. Let me hear from you right now.
Barely holding on in a year of heartbreaking tragedy, South Sudan's youngest citizens are suffering in unimaginable poverty.
A horrific war forced hundreds of thousands from their homes and kept crops from being planted. Massive swarms of desert locusts blackened the skies and destroyed everything growing on acre after acre in minutes.
COVID-19 set back progress for a better life by 20 years. Now we learn the next 3 months could be the most severe on record.
The decision you make in the next 30 seconds can be a life saving one for a hungry, scared, suffering child in South Sudan. Bridge of Hope is ready to rush emergency food and aid. And if you act quickly, your gift will double in impact.
The $40,000 South Sudan Matching Challenge Fund means your generous gift of only $48 will double to feed two families.
$96 doubles to feed four families facing a hunger catastrophe. Every gift will be a lifesaver to children literally one step away from famine.
And keep Bridge of Hope reaching the world with the gospel.
Call 24 hours a day. Use text to give, but please don't delay. The Sudan Matching Challenge ends this Thursday at midnight. When you open your heart of compassion, a child won't go to bed weak, hungry, and afraid.
Well, we have just a very, very few minutes before my time on today's broadcast comes to a close. So please lock in here with me just for a moment. It's very important. Earlier this month, we celebrated when our Savior gave his life on Calvary's tree. He shed his sacred blood there to take away our sins. On the third day, he rose from the dead and he declared before he left, our Lord promised, that's right, to send another, a comforter, to abide with us forever. When the fire fell at Pentecost in that room in downtown Jerusalem, it produced such power that the gospel reached to the far-flung outposts of the vast Roman Empire in just 30 years. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Well, it's that Holy Spirit fire that all of us must receive and walk in. It's not man-made might. It's not human power. So I invite you to meet me at the altar to pray between now and the 23rd of May, between now and the 23rd of May, during the 50 days of fire between Passover and Pentecost. Now there's an address right there on your screen for you to send me your most urgent prayer request. I want to agree with you for your miracle at Pentecost. I want to thank you for joining me today. As always, hope you'll invite a friend to watch the next broadcast of your breakthrough. And don't forget, check out Valor Christian College, where world changers are made, and all of our other ministries online, as well as on all our social media outlets. Lots of ministry there just for you.